Uncle C back in the office, and in this video we're going to be discussing hypergamy and how to get your woman to chase and pursue you. And keep in mind, fellas, I'm not talking about chase and pursue as some evil way to get the upper hand. I'm talking about a woman with genuine desire, a woman with genuine interest, a woman who wants to be by her king. Okay, we're going to be breaking down exactly what hypergamy is and the common issues men run into when it comes to actually getting a woman attached or attracted or keeping relationships stable for the long haul. Okay, there's some major issues men run into. And I'm actually backing this by real life experience. Not only have I had over 1,000 members through my programs, but I also talk to men that are actually struggling with this every single day. When I do strategy sessions with men, I get to see in their applications what it is that they're struggling with. And today I'm going to actually share you a personal story, a personal application of a client when he came into this system, exactly the things that he was running into. Now, fellas, before we begin, I wanted to quickly announce that registration for the one-to-one consult for the Men's 1%er program with Andre is open. What does this mean? This means that you actually get a chance to work with me. If you're struggling with your attraction, finding your purpose, understanding male to female dynamic, and learning how to keep relationship cohesion smooth to become the attractive man you know you need to be, I want you to go down below and book a call with him for that potential program. If your application's a good fit, you might get the chance to work with me. Also, if you're a man struggling in a committed relationship, go down below and book a call for the relationship mastery case study. Okay, you're actually going to get to speak on the phone with me. I'm going to take you through an end-to-end presentation to really explain to you how this can all be saved. But moving on. I'm going to put this picture up on the board. This is a unanimous member. I'm not going to actually tell you who it is. And one of the questions I put on my application is I go, how close are you to separation? I need to know these things before I actually start talking to an individual. He goes, she told me June 18th, 2020, this man has a specific date, okay, that she isn't in love with me anymore. We still love together, no arguing or fighting. We have never been an angry couple. I show her affection and I tell her how much she means to me and that I love her. But she doesn't respond at all, and when I say things like that, she will say, okay, thanks. Okay, here's the issue. This man has love. This man has love for this woman in his heart. She does not respect this man. She does not respect this man's love. What do we know about women who view men in an emotional lover boy weak frame? We know that these women will punish men even harder. Because the narrative of if you're there, baby, baby, with the candlelit dinner, slowly this lowers her attraction day by day because she realizes she does not have a king, she has an ass kisser. Most men are ass kissers. Most men are liars. They will do anything to get that love. And because they're focused on love, they're not actually focused on what makes men a man. Now, the biggest committed issue that I see committed men run into, these are men who've been in a relationship for 2 to 4 years. These are men who've been married for 5 to 10 to 20 years. Here's the thing. I fixed relationships that have had 5-year turmoil in 8 weeks. Okay, that's not me tooting my own horn. This is things I've actually done. Which means I know damn well this is one of the biggest issues men run into, is that she no longer respects you. And because women no longer respect you, you understand that she does not love you. If a woman cannot respect you, if she can't respect what you're about, if she can't respect how you carry yourself, not only that, if you're the type of man that doesn't demand respect, she has nothing to love. Everything that represents masculinity within yourself, the strength to be a man, the ambition that you know you need to have, the belief within yourself, these are hardwired internal traits of the word. This is why I'm such a big proponent of faith. The faith within yourself, the faith potentially in why you're on this earth, the faith within your purpose is masculine in and of itself. If you do not have that, she has nothing to respect. If you did have that, you would be able to have the masculine frame to know what you expect out of a woman to make her chase. And we're going to be discussing how hypergamy ties into this. Right now, keep in mind, this is one of the biggest issues. Without respect, there is no love. If you shift your attention to this side of the whiteboard, here's the biggest issue when men go wrong within their masculinity when it comes to what they expect should be the outcome when they've started to put in work. Two completely different issues. Keep them separate for now. You hear this often, men. It's your duty to do two things. It's your duty to protect. It's your duty to provide. Okay, if you're in a relationship with a woman, she's expecting you to protect her and to provide for her. There's certain men that follow certain pill callers and they hate this word provisioning and providing because they think it's beta. That's great. I'm not going against your belief system. I'm also not for or against this, but I'm just going to let you know what her expectation is. And this is oftentimes why you'll see a man, if he runs into financial turmoil, financial trouble, he can't provide for himself, he starts to lose the ability and mindset to provide for his family, she starts to flee. Okay, this is just a fact by now. If you can't protect and provide, there's no way she's going to stay into you. Here's the issue though. The biggest issue is that this is not leading. Let that sink in for a second. This has nothing to do with you leading the relationship. I'm gonna say that again. This has nothing to do with leading. Okay? When you take the typical man, like the man I just told you over here, he gives his love, he gives his affection, and he thinks in return, this should account for this female's intimacy. Here's the issue. That is a covert contract. This is what it's saying. Here's my input. My input is X. Because I did X, I should get Y. Y is the output. Okay? Put whatever you want here. Put her love, put her affection, put her intimacy. Because I did X correctly, I should get Y. This is a covert contract. This is a nice guy frame mentality. What this is typically a man who's not on his purpose. This is a man who has no success to show for himself. If he did have success to show for himself, he wouldn't have to expect an input for himself to get an output. See, this is what men don't understand about hypergamy. Is that when you're on your purpose, when you're doing the things in life you know you should be doing, you operate at a different intellect, your voice carries different than most men, you're shorter and you do not put up with shit that you should not be putting up with. And not only that, you do not need love. You start to understand that love, when you need this, just keeps you emotional, this keeps you weak, and this keeps you at the disadvantage because now you're needing something to feel enough. Now, if you respect yourself, you're naturally going to have the authority. So, when it comes to hypergamy, we all know this. Women date across and up. Why does she want the guy more towards up? This can be up on his purpose. This can be the man who's built his body. This can be the man who's built any sort of self-esteem and has the masculine frame and flirtatious ability. This can be social status. Why does she want this? The reason is because this man knows how to command respect. If you know how to command respect, you typically know how to lead a woman. Because here's what men forget. Your woman, outside of protecting and providing, has this one thing. It's a four-letter word, and it's called a soul. Okay, her soul needs to be nourished. Your soul needs to be nourished. So this is the question you need to start asking. Where is the trajectory of my life as a man fucking going? And where is the trajectory of this lifestyle in this relationship going? Because if you can ask those two things, you can actually start to live by the code and live by the masculine word. If you cannot nourish that woman's soul, you cannot make her feel anything. Now, in order to do this, you have to understand that this actually takes massive confidence to put rock solid framework, to put rock solid pillars of excellence, to put rock solid codes that you live by that you expect her to follow. And you do not expect her to follow those due to the fact that you're controlling, you're demanding. You're putting those in place because this is what you have to do as a man to make your internal world actually safe and actually congruent and actually strong to get what you want on the external. This is why oftentimes when men have children with a woman, they think that that's good enough relationship equity, but they forget that their duty is to lead. Where is the leadership of the relationship going? What do you expect out of your family? What do you expect out of yourself as a man? How do you carry yourself and how do you carry your potential family or your woman to greatness? How do you make the value proposition so high that she would never even want to leave that because she knows she has a true king? See, these are the questions men don't actually ask. And if you don't ask those questions, you're either full of shit or you're a liar. Which means it is not the woman's fault. The issue is that men are playing a game of love right now that you're not designed to win. And I hope this video gave you massive clarity. If this video did give you clarity, I advise you to hit the like button. Because I pump out massive amounts of free content. I also advise you to hit the subscribe button. And not only that, if you finally want help with this, you want coaching, you want clarity, you would be a fool not to take us up on these two case studies that we have down below for you. I hope you enjoyed this video. Hit the like button, subscribe. We'll see you in the next one.